Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. Jack and Ben will be back tomorrow morning with Up and Adam, along with Andrew Lee. Today we've got Adam Tilsner on the boards and Sergeant Ben in there helping him with our guests. And this second hour of the day, my special guest is Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back. Good to be back.
Sir, it seems like this is an annual date. We come over on Memorial Day and we talk about what's going on in Minnesota.
Yes, I get to follow Mark Ritchie every time. It's just wonderful. I was driving over listening to the show. It sounds great. Mark is and Doug Becky, who I know, and excellent historians. And it's great to hear that information of the legacy that Minnesota has.
They do a great job. And Commissioner, as long as we've got a second here, is there someone special or something special you think about on Memorial Day?
Well, you know, I was kind of anticipating a question like that. As a young troop going over, I was in Vietnam, as you know, and I got over there in April, and Memorial Day was coming. And I remember driving down a road in a Jeep, and I said, good Lord, if you can get me past Memorial Day, I promise I will always work on Memorial Day. And that I've kept that promise. I may go out, mow the lawn, I may do something, but I will do something other than just go grill or whatever. I don't take the day off, per se. So
one of those deals with the Lord. Lord, just get me out of this mess.
Get me out of this mess. That's correct.
We've all
I've got about three,
deal.
Four of them, too, we can probably talk about later. But, yeah, there's just – but I remember that. And then, of course, what I do also remember is some friends. And that's what the day is all about, remembering those who have fallen. And a lot of people ask, what's the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day? And I sometimes get a little angry, if that's the right word, because I want everyone to stop and pause and reflect on what the day really means.
And Commissioner, where are you headed today after you leave the radio?
After I leave you, I'm going to go pick up my bride, and we're going to head over to Fort Snelling for the ceremony over there. And then after that, I will, and her, will go out to the Minneapolis Veterans Homes, and we have a special ceremony for the veterans there. And that'll start at 2 o'clock to 3, so it's going to be very tight to see if I can get over to the Capitol to hear you speak.
Mr. Commissioner, I was out to Fort Snelling yesterday, and I've never seen so many people out there on a Sunday, and the traffic was kind of a mess, and it was really busy. So what time are you going to be there today?
Well, I'm going to they say I've got reserved parking. I don't know, but I'm going to pick her up at 9:15, and I'll be there by 9:30, and I think that's when the activities start, and then the formal ceremony starts at 10 o'clock.
Commissioner, we got a packed show today for our special Memorial Day edition of Twin City Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, and we've just been joined in the studio by some folks that you know. Do you recognize?
Oh yes.
The
oh God, yeah. I mean,
Minnesota,
you know,
Patriot Guard.
Family. They are family.
Tim Leonhardt came here this morning just to see you. He told me he didn't want to see me anymore.
He's out of uniform, though.
I don't know where his vest is.
No, this is great. No, this is wonderful. So I'll let you talk to them, but I just want everyone to know that the Patriot Guard has been there since day one, and they remain. And one of the legacies that we do is that I'm most proud of is we have the retreats for the Gold Star families, and they arrive and they walk through the honor flags of the Patriot Guard. And when they leave, the Patriot Guard is still there. So I just want to say, you guys, for all the things you do, it wasn't a fly-by-night operation. It was probably one of the best military-run operations I've seen in a long, long time. So thank you. I just want to say that public to everybody. Thank you for all that you do, because it's love, sweat, tears, all of that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's always an honor to be able to do that, to honor our veterans and our fallen heroes.
Tim Leonhardt, thanks for joining us this morning. You always bring a sidekick with you when you come visit me these days.
Well, I do. You know, I have to have somebody that can talk.
So you're just the decoration here.
I'm just the decoration.
We're in trouble, I think. Commissioner, I'm flashing back to your retirement party, and when we started, I don't think you knew about it, but
I did not know about it.
They gathered up voluntarily so many Patriot Guard riders, they circled the whole encampment.
Yeah, they pushed me off to a holding room. My wife and I figured, well, what's it? I'm supposed to meet all these people, you know, to walk in, and you won't have a chance to talk to them. Then I walk into the main auditorium, and it was
there was a lot of them surrounded the whole room.
I think the sociologists or psychologists call it imprinting, because it's imprinted in my mind, just that whole thing. So thank you very, very much for that. And I did get my honorary vest.
You got a vest? You were out of that military blouse in about 2 seconds when that vest came up there.
Oh, well.
So, Tim, this is Memorial Day. You guys are out there working all the time. And what are your riders up to today?
Up to today, we're visiting the vets' homes and doing some visiting with the living vets that are there. And, you know, some of them don't have families, so if anybody's got time, today would be a good time to go and just go see vets, you know, vets in the vets' homes. The other one is if you get a chance, go visit one of the cemeteries, visit some of the people that have given their all for our freedoms.
Tim, you brought a guest with you again today.
I do.
Riders, introduce him.
I have Joe Egan with me again, and he's assistant ride captain for the Northwest Metro sector. So, Joe?
And he looks like he's got something prepared he wants to talk to us about. At least he's got his vest on today. We can recognize him. You don't have your hat on, your vest. I'm surprised, Tim.
I'm indoors. I can't wear my lid.
Joe, what's going on with the Minnesota Patriot Guard Riders?
Well, most recently, we had an honor mission yesterday at the Fort Snelling Chapel for the Gold Star families, and overflow parking, just another wonderful event, and had quite a few of us over there. And, you know, as you reflect back, especially on Memorial Day, the importance of that, and especially the Gold Stars, and I can contemplate, but I can't comprehend what they go through. You know, all in life, we all go through struggle and we survive, but personally, I don't know if I could do that. But it reminds you of four basic tenets or characters, and the one is character and having courage, persistency, and principle. And those are things that nobody can bestow upon you. Rather, they're earned distinctions for a very distinct group of people. And the character, which is exposed when you do things when nobody's looking, and it comes from surviving struggle, and courage, having the guts to challenge your fears, and knowing that fear is actually a requisite to courage, and persistency, that quiet inner voice at the end of the day when you say, I'm going to try this again tomorrow, and also principle, the basic tenet about what you're willing to stand on and to stand for. And what we have received from all these military people throughout the years is freedom, that inner kingdom of peace when we're unchained from the bondage of unjust restraint. And it comes from the ability to be self-reliant and should never, ever be taken for granted. And especially on Memorial Day, we must give honor, dignity, and respect for those that gave us our freedom.
Tim, that sounds like something we talk about every month.
It is.
Dignity, respect.
Respect.
Who's eligible to be a Patriot Guard rider?
Anybody.
And they can ride in a cage?
They can come in a cage. They can ride a motorcycle. They, like you wanted to do, come in a parachute.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, Tim. Commissioner, riding in a cage is what we do. We drive around in a car or a truck, just in case they didn't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anybody can join. It's just a matter of just going out to the webpage at mnpatriotguard.org, and on the left side it says join us, and just put you on a mailing list and an email list, and we'll let you know what's going on around. You can pick and choose what you can, and we'd be glad to have anybody.
Tim, you and your riders do a fantastic job going on missions all over the place, departure ceremonies, welcome home, missions for the KIA, missions to honor and respect our dead. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and as I told you, you've been at the funerals for a couple of my family members, and it's an emotional experience. It's a great experience. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Commissioner, gentlemen, we have to take a short break. This is Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and today's special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for Jack and Ben up and at them in the morning. The boys will be back tomorrow morning. This is Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. My co-host for this hour has been Commissioner Larry Shalito. And Commissioner, the first segment went quick with the boys from the Patriot Guard, didn't it?
Yeah, and again, I just can't emphasize how valuable they are. They've been there all the time for the families, and I just cherish them.
Commissioner, we have to keep moving because we've got guests stacked up like airplanes, and we've got a special guest out waiting for us now, but we're going to talk about the VA in this segment. And back after the Civil War, President Lincoln made a promise, and he said the VA was to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, by serving and honoring the men and women who are America's veterans. And joining us now is the person in Minnesota who does the most to oversee that, is Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Director, I'm wondering, on Memorial Day, you're also a retired Navy captain. Is there something special that you think about on Memorial Day?
Well, you know, it's really a couple things, Tom. You know, one, it's a great time to think about and honor the sacrifices that our service members have made, and especially those who paid the ultimate price. But I also think a lot about and you know, the family members who have sacrificed as well, and especially when one of our service members has passed away, and you know, they're the kids, the moms, you know, they carry on, and you know, they sacrifice as well. So it's a great time not only to think about and honor our service members, but to think about it and pay tribute to their family members as well, who also have sacrificed.
Director, I'm looking at some information about the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and in addition to that I read earlier, it says that the VA's core values underscore the obligations inherent in the VA's mission, which are integrity, commitment, advocacy, respect, and excellence. And if you take the first letter of each of those words, it creates a powerful acronym, and that is I Care. And as a patient at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system the last 4 or 5 years, I, for one, am here to tell you that everyone I've come across out there really does care. The quality of care is fantastic, and it looks to me like your people are doing a great job.
Well, thanks, Tom. I feel the same way, and I'm very proud of the staff, and we take our mission, which is a terrific mission, extremely seriously. And I think, what I've told veterans occasionally, we don't always get it right, but when we don't get it right, we do our best to make whatever recovery we can. But our staff is committed, and I think I would match our quality of care and our service against any healthcare system in the nation. So I'm happy to hear your comments, and I get that a lot from our veterans, and I think we have a good system. And I'm very proud of it.
Patrick, I'm going to sandwich Tom's remarks and say, and I also am a customer of the Veterans Hospital in Minneapolis, and I echo what Tom has said. The only hard part I've ever had out there was the first day when I tried to navigate that building. But once I figured out the logic of it, you have treated me very, very well, and your staff has treated me very well. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, good, Commissioner. Thank you, sir.
Director, we've had a lot of comments over the last couple of months. There's been a lot of things in the news. Apparently, the VA healthcare system across the nation is having some problems in some other areas, but not here at home in Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, the issues largely have been on related to access to services, and sometimes access translates into quality issues, because, you know, if a veteran can't be seen in a timely manner, sometimes that delay in care can result in potentially compromising their service. And so, you know, our General Shinseki has called for a number of audits, and we've been audited in Minneapolis, and they're now going around into our community-based outpatient clinics. that being the auditor teams, and the audits so far have been successful. I mean, again, we have some opportunities for improvement, and we have some service areas where our access doesn't meet the very high 14-day standard that the VA has set for us. But I can guarantee our veterans, you know, we triage those veterans that we think need care urgently or emergently, and we get them into the system. And in some areas where we don't meet those standards, and it's areas like audiology, optometry, eye exams, you know, those kinds of services occasionally, we're looking at new ways and redoubling our efforts to, you know, expand our services in-house to buy those cares for veterans in the community where we can't meet our very high standards. But so far, the audits have been good and successful, and we're working very hard to make sure that we have the highest level of integrity in the system, which, again, has been one of the things that has been discovered in some other places. But again, I'm confident that in our system, not only is the care good and the access usually pretty good, but the integrity in our system is being maintained.
Director Kelly, I know you've got two new clinics open, one in Albert Lea and one coming up in Shakopee. How many facilities does that make that you have around the state now, and does that take some pressure off the system?
Yeah, so that's going to be, when we open Shakopee on the 2nd of June, that's going to be our 13th community-based outpatient clinic, and so 4 in Wisconsin, 9 in the state of Minnesota. So, yeah, we will then, we have no other CBOX in the planning stages at this point, and so between, you know, what are actually 14 clinics in Minnesota, because St. Cloud has a few and Fargo even has a couple in the state of Minnesota, you know, we will have 14 total clinics in the state of Minnesota, and coverage is now really pretty good. I mean, it goes as far north as Ely, up on the Boundary Waters, where we have a clinic, all the way down to Albert Lea on the southern Minnesota border. So Metro's now pretty well covered, and we are delivering more and more care outside of the main facility, which our enrollment continues to grow, and that's a good thing. We want more and more veterans to access our system. We're delivering more of that care out in the clinics and minimizing veterans' requirement to, you know, get in the car and travel and get into the metro and, you know, traffic and all those kinds of things. And so the clinics have been a big success. And again, I think the Shakopee Clinic will take care of some of those veterans living down in that area. And we will then have it pretty well covered, I think.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner, you've got veterans all over the state. I don't know how many you're up to now, but with all those clinics, it must make it easier.
Well, 360,000 plus veterans in the state of Minnesota. And yes, I think the CBOX, and Patrick used the word triage. Those CBOX enable a lot more veterans to get that initial access to be, for lack of a better term, screened as to what their basic needs are. And then the system elevates to the veterans' hospitals, and with Minneapolis being the flagship. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, General. So we, you know, we have almost 100,000 veterans now in the state of Minnesota who are enrolled for care in our facilities between the CBOX and the main facility. And so, you know, we typically provide primary care services, although, you know, we've expanded that a lot. So up in Twin Ports and even in the metro area, Northwest Metro Clinic up in Ramsey and other places, you know, we're now doing audiology exams, we're doing dental, we're doing eye exams, and so it's the CBOX started out being primarily primary care, but have expanded. But it is, it's the idea is that that's the sort of the local first line nearby, and if the veteran needs something, you know, more extensive, some specialty care that's not provided in the CBOX, we are committed to either having them come to Minneapolis, where we have all those, you know, sort of the full array of services here. Or alternately, if they're too far away, we will buy that care for them in the community where it's available. So yeah, that's how we do the triage. And it's the CBOX have been a great mechanism for us to do that, because it doesn't require a veteran who lives, you know, 400 miles away to get in the car and come down for what could be a relatively simple primary care visit. So that's the whole idea of the CBOX.
Get a chance to talk to a lot of veterans all across the state, and they've adopted those C boxes. You can't mess with them anymore. You got to make sure they're well taken care of.
Okay.
Director Kelly, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. Appreciate you visiting with us this morning on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much, Tom. General, thank you very much, and have a great Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Commissioner, we have to go to break once again. The station has to pay the bills. This special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Historic Fort Snelling. Please remember to come out and experience history this summer. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and my co-host for this hour has been Commissioner Larry Shalito. Commissioner, I'd like to play a little clip for you now. We lost a good friend of the show, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Weber.
Yes.
And he left a little message for us, and I'd like to play it for Memorial Day.
Every decision that I've made along my military career has been a very conscious decision, meaning that I've had doubts as I've gone through life. Is this the right thing? Should I continue to do this? Because it does call upon you to sacrifice a lot for your family. And so I say that because I hope it lends weight to my comment about how if you can serve in the armed forces, I think it's one of the noblest professions that you can join. You are serving something bigger than yourself, much bigger than yourself. And that comes into stark focus when you're deployed overseas on behalf of the United States for whatever reason we get sent there. As you well know, as a Vietnam vet, we don't get to pick the wars we get sent to. And so I encourage my own kids. I don't care. I would love it if you served in uniform. But I want you to serve your country. I want you to serve something bigger than yourself. At least give something back to this country for the gifts that you've been given in this life.
Commissioner, service to country is what that was about. And Memorial Day is about those who served and gave the ultimate sacrifice. And I just thought a little input from Colonel Weber would be good at this point in the show.
And he says it extremely well. I mean, it's service. And that becomes very, very, very important. And it doesn't have to be military service, but serving the country is absolutely essential. So Mark is still teaching others.
He still is. Commissioner, we're gonna have a busy segment here. We've got two guests. We've got the department commander for Mike Ash on. A good Air Force veteran, like to have one of those Air Force guys on. And then we've got Adjutant Stephan Whitehead from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Mike, Stephan, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
That was Stephan. Mike Ash, are you out there? Mike, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. I got you, Mike.
Okay.
You gentlemen are both part of what's called the Commander's Task Force and work closely with Commissioner Shalito on a lot of issues, and we're happy to have you join us this morning. Stephan, I want to talk with you for a moment. We just had the director of the Minneapolis VA healthcare system on, and he's talking about all the clinics around the state, and of course the Minnesota Department of, or the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans does a lot of work to provide transportation.
Yes, we do, Tom, and it's something that we're really expanding out to is actually reaching out to those outreach clinics to making sure that our veterans have the ability to go to those as well.
Commissioner, those vans that they go out and find a way to raise the money and pay for, every time I go out to the VA, there's a van from somewhere in the state.
Well, that's right. Well, actually, it's kind of nice because when you all you have to do is tell Stephan and Lori Brooks out of the Troy Lakes area that you can't get it done, and they'll say, oh, yes, we can, because they have set a model to help transport our veterans. We got it up northwest sector of the state, and we're looking at the northeast. They have stepped forward and enabled us to get our veterans to the care they need. They are true heroes.
Stephan, we should invite our listeners to go to your website, mndav.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And everything you do for events and clothing drives and all of that is to raise funds. And how many vans have you provided the commissioner with or the state and our veterans with recently?
Well, so this was last year. We did three for the Northwest, like the commissioner was talking about. In St. Cloud, we have five in St. Cloud, and we have four immediately in Minneapolis, but we also have three that are up in Twin Ports. So we have quite a few, but we don't have enough. We need to continue to get more vans out there in other areas of the state making sure that all veterans have the ability to get a ride to their appointment.
Commissioner, that sounds like a fleet.
Yeah, and he's still serving, too. He's
and he needs volunteer drivers to help drive those vans, too.
Drivers. But the beauty of it is, in fact, the national commander for the DAV came to Minnesota, and Stefan got a chance to escort him around along as commander. And they are just amazed at what Minnesota's doing. Stefan, what you're doing. I just want to say this publicly. What DAV is doing is not replicated anywhere else in the country. I believe that very sincerely.
Well, I appreciate that, Commissioner. I really do. We do it for one reason, and that's, you know, for days like this, you know, it's helping those that made the ultimate sacrifices. You know, for those sacrifices that they made, you know, we wouldn't be able to do the great things we do in life today.
Commander Ash, you are the department commander of the Minnesota American Legion. And a fellow Air Force veteran. I know you're on the Commander's Task Force, and we've talked before. You've done a lot of work with the Commissioner and the rest of the commanders on some legislative issues to help our veterans.
Absolutely. Just about every that's our main thrust on the Commander's Task Force is to work with the MNDVA and try to get the rights and the benefits that were earned during service, to make our legislators understand that there's some things they need to do and they need to work on getting those the legislation passed.
And Mike, we're going to have you on the show in a week or two, and we're going to sum up your year. You're coming down to the end of the year. It's been a busy one. Did you ever imagine it was going to be this busy?
You know, I talking to last year's Commander Don Pancake, he was telling me, he says, yeah, it's a busy time. You're not going to have a minute to breathe. And he was right. We've been running from one end of the state to the other and not really sure what a weekend is anymore.
Well, you've done a great job, Mike. Commissioner, you got to sit at the hub of, you've got county veteran service officers out there, you've got the VA healthcare system, you've got 9 federally chartered veteran service organizations, you've got legislatures, you've got Congress people, you've got, how do you keep track of all that? You must have a pretty good crew over there.
I have a very good crew, and it's that military training. These systems work extremely well, and it's, I kind of joke a little bit, but all you have to do is tell them, I don't know if you guys can get that done. And it'll get done. They are just absolutely wonderful.
Does that work, Mike?
Absolutely. All you got to do is challenge them for a heartbeat. And no matter what it is, if you put in that little bit of doubt in their mind, I don't know if you can do it or not, they'll be the first ones to jump up and go, you darn right we can do it.
Yeah.
The commissioner, these two out of those 9, they've done a great job for you, haven't they?
Well, you know, they have. And And the beauty of it is that they are the ones that are connected to the ground floor. They get all the input from the locals and the needs and so forth. And oftentimes, they're almost like a research and development department.
And immediate feedback from thousands of veterans all over the state.
But the beauty of the veterans community is they're so diverse. And so... as a commander, they have a tough task also because, you know, some are for and some are against and some are in between. And so it's not an easy job being a commander. So they're right. Mike, you know, I know you've been running, but you're going to be like Don Pancake. And in about a month or so after you hand over the reins, you'll kind of miss it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike and Stefan, I want to thank you both for joining us this morning on this special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Memorial Day.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I also want to thank both of you guys for your services and sacrifices you've done for our great nation as well.
Thanks, Stefan. Mike, any final thoughts for us?
I'd just like to thank you both, and I'd like to thank Stefan as well. He's been great to work with this year.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
Keep up the great work, guys. Commissioner, we have to go to another short break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Senator Amy Klobuchar. This is Minnesota Military Radio Special Edition on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. And today's special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Historic Fort Snelling. Please remember to come out and experience history with us this summer. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Jack and Ben with Up and Adam in the Morning. We'll be back tomorrow along with Andrew Lee. But today we're talking everything Memorial Day. And my special co-host this hour has been Commissioner Larry Shelledo. And the third hour and last hour, our co-host will be Colonel John Jensen from the Minnesota National Guard. And we have more guests coming on. And Governor Dayton will be on at the end of the show. So, Commissioner, in a minute or two here, we're going to have Senator Amy Klobuchar on. She wanted to come on and chat with you about probably Fort Snelling. And you're going out there at what time today?
It starts at 10 o'clock. They say the music, I think, music starts at 9:30, and it's a chance to meet a lot of people and grin and what we call press flesh, shake the hands and so forth of a good crew. But actually what's most interesting is the diversity of all, or the multitude, if you will, of all the celebrations all across the state. So there's an opportunity to go not only to one, in my case it'll be three events today. So
be a busy day for you, sir. Commissioner, I believe Senator Amy Klobuchar is with us. Senator, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's just great to be on. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. It's going to be a warm day today, and we hope the rain holds off on these important Memorial Day ceremonies, but I'm ready to go.
Senator, is there something special you think about on Memorial Day each year?
Well, I always think about all of the veterans that I've met in Minnesota and their families, and I think about some, sadly, you can't help but think of some of the funerals that you've attended, and I think about those families sitting there trying to hold it together in those church pews, trying not to cry, little kids going down the aisle, missing their dad forever. Those are those memories you never forget. And today's the day when people can come together to not just mourn those that we've lost, but also to praise them, to really, in a very sad, solemn way, to celebrate what they have done for our country and to show their families that we will never forget.
Senator, when you joined us, Commissioner Shelledo is here with me as my co-host this hour, and we were talking a little bit about Fort Snelling. There's probably going to be a pretty good crew out there today, pretty good crowd. Should get there early. I was there yesterday, and it was quite busy, and the traffic got a little bit snarly yesterday. I don't know what's going to happen today, but Commissioner, you want to say hello to Senator Klobuchar?
Greetings. It's been a few days.
Well, good to hear your voice. I thought that was you, but I wasn't 100% sure. But who else would be up early on this Memorial Day but General Shelledo, who, as you know, served our state first as the head of our National Guard. And I always like to tease him that I heard the four-star general who at the time was head of our National Guard for the country say, not only in Minnesota but in Washington, that Minnesota has the best National Guard in the country. And it's true, and so much of it has to do with those who sign up to serve, but it also has to do with the leadership that we've had from General Shelledo and now General Nash. And I'm so glad that General Shelledo continued to serve as commissioner of our Veterans Affairs in Minnesota.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. With your national view, are things going to settle down?
Well, there's a lot of work that has to be done here because, when our soldiers sign up for serve, there was no waiting line. And when they come home to this country and they need a job or in education or health care, there should never be a waiting line. The general's aware that I've said that for a long time, and it's no more poignant than right now. We need to make sure that veterans who are entrusted to our care are taken care of. And we are hoping to get the results of this investigation for this national investigation into the VA wait times later this week, the initial results at least. And we're all awaiting those results. As you know, we haven't heard about a lot of problems in Minnesota. We're not perfect, but so far it doesn't appear to be the focus of the investigation. Senator Franken and I sent a letter to the Midwest Regional Director asking specific questions about that. And we just continue to look for solutions. And I think there are some today. This last few days it was announced that some of our veterans will be able to access private health care where there are these wait times. We're continuing to look at what we need to do in terms of resources. I just supported a major bill that had more resources. And then I think the next thing will be just the employment. We're going to have a million soldiers that are going to be integrating into civilian jobs in just the next 3 years. And while we've done better with veterans' unemployment, we need to do even more. Right now, it's still above the national average. And we're closing the gap, the unemployment rate, but the unemployment rate for our veterans should be lower than the national average. And so that's the goal.
This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. And we've been joined this hour by our special co-host, Commissioner Larry Schellido, and now Senator Amy Klobuchar. Senator Klobuchar, about an hour ago, we had a guest on, and we were talking about sequestration, if everybody can remember that, and the budget tussle at the Pentagon over who gets all the money, the active duty or the Guard and Reserves. It would be a shame, Senator, to waste all of the time, experience, and the things that we've done in the last decade to make the Guard and Reserves, their status readiness be as high as it is by taking away some equipment and some funds and losing some experienced people. And, of course, we're in a little spot here where we've got a two-year budget, but sequestration is still out there, isn't it?
It is, and the only victory we had was we were able to replace about half of it, which included the military cuts, and that came out of the negotiations after the shutdown, where the American people finally said, now we shut the government down, we've just about had it. And out of that came the investigations in the negotiations with Congressman Ryan and Senator Murray, and we got a budget which will at least stop us from having another shutdown during the next year. But as you point out, the work isn't done. And what really bothers me is that there's been this focus on making the reductions on the back of our Guard and Reserve. And the general knows that I've been out front on this, as has the rest of our congressional delegation. We need our National Guard and Reserves. We need them not only because they have shown their worthiness to fight right alongside active duty, doing the exact same things that they do overseas, but we also need them here at home, as we're seeing increasing floods and tornadoes and hurricanes on the coastal areas, and just really an uptick in extreme weather. And it is the Guard and Reserves that are there, as we know from Fargo and Moorhead, as we know from so many tragedies we've seen in Minnesota. So I think that's the last place that we want to cut. They're good bang for their buck, as the general will tell you, and this is what we've been pushing is, yes, of course, we have to make some cuts. There's some equipment issues in terms of some of the planes that can be replaced eventually and some smart things we can do there. But I don't think we should be making these cuts on the backs of the Guard and Reserve.
Senator, do you have any new legislation you're working on that would help our service members and veterans?
Obviously, the legislation to help with the employment situation, and that is to make it easier for them to transition. I have a bill that we're hoping to get on soon, making it easier for them to become paramedics. So many of their skills come in that area when they are in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, making it easier for them to become police officers. We have a coming up shortage of police officers. We have so many retiring, so let's get some of our veterans employed in that way. And then finally, a number of things with health care. We have had too many people kicked off and when they've been told they had a personality disorder, when in fact we believe it's related to their combat and post-traumatic stress and other things, and we need to look back at those records. And I have a bill to do that, as well as making it easier for our military to vote. And there's just a host of things that we should be doing, and I hope we'll have a vote at least on the major package that will include some response, I hope, to what's been going on with the VA wait times.
You know, Senator, I just want to appreciate for all of those things. As a former educator also on the post-secondary level, those things of helping recognize their military training and their military expertise, it's not a 100% solution. But anytime you can assist and help our returning veterans with their continuing education and their career advancement, that is, it's paying off. I'm starting to see dividends already here in the state of Minnesota, and I just want to thank you for your support in making that happen.
Well, you're welcome. It's also our great private employers. You know, several of them actually went out to Kuwait to start interviewing our National Guard members before they'd even come home, and they've made it a real priority, and that's what we have to remember as well, that it's it's a team effort here.
Senator, I understand you and the commissioner will be out at Fort Snelling this morning.
Yes, we're excited about that, and we're going to have a major focus on mourning those we've lost, but also praising their service and remembering that that is a major part of Memorial Day. And then I'm going to also be heading out to some other events in Prior Lake and also Shakopee, as I noticed General Sholto was talking about when I got on, is, you know, I wish I could go to every single Memorial Day event across the state, but we have literally hundreds of them. We're a very patriotic state, and so our thoughts and prayers are with those families that will be attending events all over our state, from major cities to small towns all over Minnesota.
Senator, it sounds like you're going to have a really busy day, and I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you, and also thank you for your focus on the World War II veterans. That's something that we're going to have a major anniversary at Normandy coming up, and I know that the country is going to be looking back at the greatest generation and never forgetting their service.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Commissioner, you're going to have quite a time out at Fort Snelling this morning,
oh, yes,
I think.
Yes, yes. But I get to sit in the audience, so that's a nice part.
You don't have to talk out there this morning.
No, no.
Commissioner, we just got a couple of minutes left. Any final thoughts about Memorial Day and all the work you're doing over there at the MDVA?
I do have a final thought. A good friend passed away recently. He was 96, going to be 97 on the 30th. World War II veteran. And in the more senior years, sometimes he'd have trouble remembering things. But as he talked to him, he could tell you in explicit detail where he was on a certain day in the Pacific Theater when the planes attacked his ship. So we got to remember not only the fallen, but also those who did serve that are, and I think Doug Beckett was talking about it too, they're very quiet, they're very reserved, but those things are imprinted in their minds, and this is a big day. We cannot take it lightly.
It's amazing how those World War II guys can remember every action they were in.
Yeah, that's true. And what they were eating and what they were, you know, yes.
I don't think I can remember every day of Vietnam, sir.
But certain ones, I'm sure you can.
Yes, sir.
All right.
This is Memorial Day.
All right. Now, I ask everyone to please remember to observe a moment of silence today for today's activities at 3 p.m. This national moment of remembrance is to encourage Americans everywhere to pause for 1 minute at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day to remember and reflect on the sacrifices made by so many to provide freedom for all.
And wouldn't it be nice, Commissioner, wherever you are, to see everybody stop for a moment and just think about those who have served and given their all?
Well, you know, I have seen that. It was in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And it's amazing when it happens, isn't it?
It happens. It was it's like being like imagine like almost like the interstate stopping, people getting out of their car and standing for 5 minutes as the horns blare.
Love to see that,
yeah,
sir.
So if other countries can do it, there's no reason why we can't.
Commissioner, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
This is a special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and today's special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.